While working at an after-school program 5 years ago, filmmaker John Ritchie noticed a disturbing connection between all of the kids.
We were working with kids in the RSD, and we were working with this one particular group called the Fountain of Youth Foundation. And what we realized from that experience, every kid that we came in contact with had been directly touched by gun violence. Either a family member or a friend had been shot.
Just as troubling was how normalized that gun violence had become to those children. But it was that experience that planted the seed for the new documentary Shell Shocked, produced by Ritchie and his business partner Jonathan Yonke, and co-written by Brent Joseph. The film follows children living amid some of the most violent circumstances in New Orleans. We hear from family and friends of victims, along with activists, community leaders, and city officials who are all searching for ways to stop the killing. A series of local screenings have garnered strong reactions to the film, Ritchie says.
No matter what community you show this film to, what it does is it makes people want to do something to help this problem or this situation. And I think that there's something to say about that, that I've changed people's minds with this film.
Some of this Shreveport native's own assumptions were challenged in making Shell Shocked.
I, like many people, assumed that most homicides, especially amongst kids, were drug-related. And that was something, you know, it's a way to be able to make sense of the problem to where you're able to kind of, in a way, blame the victim, to where you kind of say, well, you know, I mean, not to take away from the tragedy of it, but to say, well, you know, they were caught up in something bad.
Put simply, to assign this violence as a one-dimensional drug-related issue was a cop-out.
When you got around to what was the actual reason why it happened, oftentimes it was over things such as like somebody ribbed somebody too hard, or jealous over material possessions, or a misunderstanding over a girl or something like that. I think that a lot of times that is harder to swallow because those are problems that all kids have.
So how then are these normal teen disputes ending in gunfire? John believes it's due to straight up accessibility.
The availability of guns is it's absurd. I think that lends more to the problem. It's not that these kids are more caught up in drugs. I mean, drugs does play a part in it, but also at the same time, it's not the end-all be-all. That's not the only issue that we need to look at while looking at the issue of gun violence amongst kids.
While those triggers for the violence may seem typical, the resulting loss of life is not.
I'm sorry, but I don't think that that's a normal situation for even adults to have to learn to cope with. And I think that that's something that still amazes me, that while we're talking about this and while we're sitting here debating about stricter gun laws and about, like, as far as like what, how to deal with these problems, you know, like whether or not we put more money into law enforcement or like, what are we going to do about the schools? And, you know, the thing that still blows my mind is that what we forget about is that we're talking about children. And the way we talk about it oftentimes is we're not talking about children.
Shell Shocked is not simply a chronicle of tragedy, however.
I don't want people to think that we're bleak and hopeless about this whole thing. We think that there are many, many people that are doing work with youth, like as far as in youth development programs, mentors, that are really doing the work that we all need to be doing in order to address these problems.
For Ritchie, it comes down to the need for more prevention.
Oftentimes when it comes to these issues of gun violence, what you find in any community is that we're very reactionary to the problem. Like what we do is we wait for something to happen and then we throw harsher penalties at it, you know? And like, I mean, even right now, one of the things that the city has been doing for years is, and we're doing this right now, like, and it's, you know, people are talking about it or debating about whether or not we need to have a larger prison.
But the city of New Orleans is also taking some positive steps.
What the city is doing, what the mayor's office is doing, is that they're trying to put more money and more resources into after-school programs. They're trying to give kids more things to do. They're trying to make this a priority to get more people involved in this whole idea of youth development programs. Once again, that this is not going to solve all the problems, but it is a step in the right direction, I believe.
Down the road, Ritchie hopes to try his hand at a narrative feature film, but his work with the city's youth isn't likely to end anytime soon.
I don't think that you can be a true advocate for youth and ever back away from it. So I think that it's something that I have inherited over the past couple of years by working on this project, and I don't think it's going to go away.
As for the kids featured in Shell Shocked, Ritchie is proud of those who have grown into advocates against gun violence in their community. But what's been most rewarding for Ritchie? Watching them grow up. For WWNO, I'm Brian Friedman.